Cool. Cool. He's spoken. We've heard from Jar King Von, John Gotti, Big Meech, Godfather Tony Montana Morant. He spoke to Jalen Rose in that. Obviously, he got. I don't know if he got suspended.
I mean, eight.
He got eight game suspension. Obviously, everyone knows he was on live in the strip club with the blicky. There's been rumors that he might have gone to rehab and stuff like that. He alluded to some of those problems in his interview with Jalen Rose, and that obviously we ain't had a chance to touch down and talk about that. What are you man saying on the situation?
Done.
In what way?
The guy's finished. Right. The guy's gonna try and rebrand, but I might think it'll work. But
I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies weren't winning a championship anyway. I think this all but confirms that. So yeah, I just think you were never winning. Just not a good look. You weren't winning a championship anyway.
You know they changed their rules as well. Like they basically said like any like party city, that they have to live the same night now.
Yeah. So I think that's like mad. Miami, LA, yeah.
New York,
as well. New York,
Atlanta,
Dallas, maybe Chicago.
Yes, all of them cities. They got to live the same night. No more staying overnight.
It's always the stupid dons ruining the fun for everyone, man. Always, man.
I don't know if he's done as a brand. I think he can come back from it. He's only 23.
Man, I think that's what people forget. The league's gone soft, man. The league's gone soft. Because one of Gilbert Arenas,
he was older,
banned him for 50 years. I mean, they banned him for 50 games.
He bought them on the premises, though.
True.
And if you hear the story of like why he bought them on it, like it's so dumb that...
It's like I got guns too.
Yeah, no. Literally, what was basically they've had a card game. To cut a long story short, they've had a card game on the plane, and then like obviously like one of their teammates has lost in that, and then there's been back and forth. They're obviously then it's got to like street talk. Like man's just like, I'll shoot you, innit? And then Gilbert's like, bruv, this guy's got no peas, no, not like, bro, I'll bring you the, if you're on that film, I'll bring you the straps to shoot you, bro. Like, you're not on West. He's bought them up. He apparently, yeah, he's coming, the way Nick Young says it on Vlad, like, he's just come in the locker room. So, swung bare guns, like, out, like, fam, go on then. It's just like, guns just,
oh, shit.
Just in the locker room. And it's only because, like, one of the trainers and that, obviously seen it and all that, and they're all scared and they ran upstairs to tell. That's how men have found out. But and that's the thing, I think we forget, I'm not condoning it, but we forget, obviously, we live in the UK, so it's a bit, so the way we see it, it's like, oh my god, man's got a strap, it's a bit more mad than, but like that's the thing, the way everyone is talking in America is like, why did he go on live? It's not even that he had the strap. Why are you going on live and you know, showing that you about that, like, which I get at the end of the day. So I don't think for them, you see, I don't even think for everyone in America it's the fact that he had a strap. It's like what it's promoting, like how you're trying to portray yourself. And that obviously there was the incident with was it like the Pacers mascot or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Where like
one
of his bedrooms put a red beam on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
That's mad. If I'm the mascot, fam, this ain't no snitching, fam. I'm a civilian, fam. I'm calling the fence straight. It was Ja Morant and his friends. I saw them.
The crazy thing is, Shannon's been trying about draft for time, like even months now, and like just making Shannon seem right still.
It's a bit 6ix9ine-ish what he's doing. It's like, fam, why are you hustling backwards? You don't have to come across that. And like, there's people in the NBA that actually are from that. Like, Damian Lillard's from, like, it's from Compton. DeMar DeRozan. Yeah. To the point he has MH. The PTSD is mad. Richard Jefferson.
And it shows up against LeBron James.
Richard Jefferson, his dad, apparently, fam, about this life, he said he lost it, he lost his dad to street violence. So that's why he... And you wouldn't expect it with him.
Yeah.
True. So... I just think for Ja Morant, it's just a learning curve.
The crazy thing is with him, like, I'm like, the way this guy grew up, like, I'm like, all the pictures online, this guy grew up in the suburbs. Then all that stuff, like, I'm like, he made an Insta, like, when he was a kid, like, all those pictures, like, they're going viral again. The guy's doing gun signs and stuff.
No, he's a Chief Keef kid. That's where it is. It's that generation.
You know what, though? I just think, yeah, like, do you think he'll be able to shake this off, like, 10 years down the line?
Yeah.
You think so?
10 years, of course, yeah, man.
You'll shake it off pretty soon, I think.
No, because when they kind of have you in that box, there's not really much, because I don't even know if I should be doing this, but I'm thinking Allen Iverson.
But like Allen Iverson, he's going to be good enough for them to forget about it. That's what I was just about to say. He's just going to have like that Allen, he's just going to have the Allen Iverson, Chris Brown package now. It's just like, yeah, you're just the bad boy. He's already got tattoos, so it's cool. he's already got long hair. Like, it is where it is, isn't it? It's fine. It's not fine, but I don't think this is going to be a situation where, oh yeah, man's career is done. Like, yeah, he's going to lose endorsements and that, but like...
Yeah, I'm thinking apparently...
If he's good enough, he'll make...
If he doesn't make the first team for... not the first team. If he doesn't make one of the top three teams for NBA... I think he missed out on like 30 mil, so.
Which he will. I think he will, though.
Only because he's missing 8 games because of suspension. If he had played those games, he would not.
He's missed bare games. Like, he's missing 8 games that he's missing. Plus, he's missed another, how many games? Like, 5, 6.
Did you man, watch the interview with Jalen Rose?
I've only seen part of it.
Yeah, I've seen part of it as well.
Parts of it, yeah. Like, it's interesting because obviously Jalen Rose is... a bit from that life as well, like he's literally coming up when BMF and all of that is in his city and stuff. So
yeah, it's true.
He can obviously relate at the end of the day. So I think that was a good cast in there to get him to actually chat to man. But I just hope for Ja Morant's sake that like man just needs to chill a bit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Just chill. Like,
I'll be honest. If Ja Morant wins a championship, all's forgiven. I'll be honest. If Ja Morant, he was what? If he wins a championship, all's forgiven.
In his career, that's still a possibility. Like, as
is it really
23.
Is it really a possibility?
He's gonna stay at Memphis. Yeah, I don't think he's going to stay at Memphis his whole career.
He might, you know.
Oh, no, okay. Then he might not win the championship.
He's not staying at Memphis.
So what do you think of Dylan Brooks?
He's a dunce.
I don't think he's a dunce. Like, I rate what he's doing. It's just weird what you're doing when it's just like, okay, yeah, clearly you're trying to be the Draymond Green on your team.
This guy trying to be the
and villain. Then, yeah, the internet has you on clips saying, yeah, I want to be Draymond Green. So then when you're going at Draymond, and I think Draymond Green even called him a fan on his podcast.
Yeah.
So you're a fan. You grew up watching the Warriors and stuff, and it's just like, yeah, that's all it is for me. But I don't really... I think with people like him, they have to have that, or they're not gonna be the same player.
It's giving Pat Bev. It's Pat.
Nah, man, never.
He's
Pat
a bit
Bev.
More talented. He's more talented than Pat Bev, I think.
Nah, Pat Bev wasn't even doing this. Like, this guy's pushing the cameraman and that.
This
guy's been doing. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's
Pat Bev has more respect than him around the league, though.
Yeah. No, it's because I think Dylan Brooks is trying to be like a Draymond, Quasi, Dennis Rodman type thing, like even with the way he's dressing and stuff like that. I think he's clearly trying to do, because like he could easily do all of this on the court and then like not. I think he's just trying to make a media name for himself. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of his talent. Like, it's like, yeah, you're good to a point, but you're not superstar good. So let me add all this other stuff, like kind of Draymond did. But the difference is with Draymond and Dennis Rodman, they're doing it on championship teams. So it's like they're actually, one, they can back it up with their play, and they're doing it in, like, everyone's seeing it. The national focus is on them. Yeah, Memphis are a good team, but it's like no one expects them to win a championship. I don't know if anyone even this year expects them to get past, like, what, the second round? Because what, Ja might come back, but then what the version of him might come back, chemistry, and they might be able to pick it up right back straight away, but it's just like, I think his problems probably extend more than just basketball, I think. Because if he's going rehab, it's like, I'm looking at him, it's like, you don't look like you smoke. So it's just like, oh, okay. You're probably then just drinking lean and stuff, then it's really X'd. If you're just you're drinking lean and you're in the NBA. And people suspect his dad drinks lean as well. That's why he's always wearing sunglasses and stuff. I heard Stephen A say it on his podcast. Stephen A was just like, the league knows everything. Team Morant, you out there, you in the front row. You always there with a cup, with sunglasses. I'm not saying you doing anything, but I'm just saying it's not a good look. So, if Jar's really sipping lean and needed rehab, then I don't know if the Memphis Grizzlies are going to get past the second round.
You know, if
I'm
this
just
was
speculating.
You know, if this was certain other man, it would be they would have made hell out of it, i.e. LaVar Ball.
Oh yeah, of course.
To be fair, with Lonzo, like, he plays in big market teams though, so obviously there's going to be more, obviously going to be more like media attention, like compared to LA. They're like New York and stuff.
And the Ball kids seem like, I don't know about you lot, but the vibes I get off them is that Lonzo has beat them before. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a certain level, like them man don't seem bare wild. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost because it's just like, yeah, my dad's gonna check me.
Yeah.
Where it's
yeah,
just like, Team Morant almost seems like this guy's bedroom.
This guy's on the boys.
Yeah. Another thing Stephen A was just like, Team Morant, they seeing you in places, in the same places with Ja and the crew, where it's like 21, 23 everyone. Why is dad there? It's just like, yeah, like, if my kid was in the NBA, it's just like, yeah, I'm going to be around you. Yeah, I'm going to be at games and stuff. But it's just like, I'm not gonna be going strip club with you. Like even if I'm inclined to do that, like let me go by myself, innit? Let me go by a circle, innit? Even if it's on your dollar, but still, I'm not going with you.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. What's the next topic?
All right, cool, next topic.
Clippers and Russ. Joe, we got your match made in heaven, bro. Your boy Kawhi, the thrill, the drill. Cornrow killer.
Cornrow killer. The claw. That's what I'm saying. Obviously.
This Coolio looking brother you think is going to lead you lot to the promised land. But he has also now got, as well as Paul George, Russ. These lot started a whopping 1-5. Then they were 5-0. Then they lost last night to Orlando. What are you saying? What's the ceiling for your Clippers and Russ? Have you watched any games before you talk?
Have I watched any games? I've watched a couple highlights.
So we're going to just hear Russ hate, but go on.
No Russ hate. I'll be honest. It's championship or bust with the Clippers. So if the Clippers are not winning a chip, it's a failed season. The Clippers win a chip with Russ? No. So,
has that been the standard every year Kawhi has been at the Clippers?
For me, it's been.
So, is it fair to say Kawhi has failed at the Clippers?
Currently, yes.
Okay, do you think that's going to change?
With Russ there, no. With Russ there, no. I'll be honest, yeah. I think Reggie Jackson's half decent, innit? When they got rid of him, I was like, I'm not sure about this. But when Russell, yeah, the Clippers have signed Russell Westbrook. I said, yeah, the Clippers are definitely not winning a chip. Definitely not. Russ on your team does not equal chips. I'm sorry. It really doesn't.
So does Russ retire chipless?
Yes. 100%.
He has shooting at the Clippers.
Yeah, but
Kawhi and Paul George shoot better than LeBron and AD. No?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Batum can shoot. Terrence Mann can shoot. Eric Gordon's still there. He can shoot.
Wait, so if the Clippers play Lakers, he's winning that series?
Clippers. I don't think LeBron's beat the Clippers since he's arrived in LA.
Not more than like five times, I don't think.
No, the Clippers win that series. But if the Clippers go against, let's say, the Mavs, they could lose that. They could lose that.
Nah, man. Clippers, they have the Mavs number still.
I'm not saying they wouldn't win, but if they were to lose to Luka and Kawhi, would we be like, that's mad?
The only team I think the Clippers should really be fearing is like, maybe Phoenix and maybe Golden State. Well, apart from that.
Nah, not even Golden State. Clippers beat Golden State.
Yeah, they beat them the other day, but the playoffs are different.
Yeah, playoffs are different. Clay will come out. Steph.
So. Steph even put 50 on them the other day, but ran out of gas. Pause.
I thought Kawhi put up like 36 that game, no?
30.
It was 30. Like, George played all right as well. That's what I'm saying. The Clippers, they look all right. Like, I see what they're trying to do.
Just on vibes. Russ is just there smiling all the time.
Exactly. He's there to drive it and kick it and stuff. There was one play where I think someone shot. He got the offensive rebound, passed it to someone else. They shot. He got the offensive rebound again, got it to Paul George. He made the three. Like, you're always going to get that with Russ. And turnovers. But... I think if Kawhi Leonard is the guy, if Kawhi Leonard is the cornrow killer you think he is, he should be able to negate some of Russ's deficiencies. Russ is a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. That's the thing. We're not talking about a person that ain't been an MVP, bruv. A team is a team because your best players are meant to make up for the shortcomings of your not so good players or whatever. Everyone's meant to balance it out. So if Kawhi is who you say he is, then... he's got another MVP on the team. He's got Paul George. He's got Audit Steph. He's got Zubac, who's 7 foot tall, very skilled, very good big man. I don't see why the Clippers shouldn't win the chip.
I see what you're doing here, and it's very smart on your end. But I need to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. Number one, where do you rank LeBron James all time?
Oh, my God.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one dude.
Second.
Okay. Fine, no problem.
He's 1B.
Where do you rank Kawhi all time? I'm not even going to argue your number. Just give me a number.
So he's like the top 20, 25 range.
All time? I ain't even got Kawhi that high.
Okay, yeah.
I ain't even got him. That's not the point. But
Blanket, if I'm just going to not think about it and shoot for a number, anything between like, I don't know, 23 and 35.
Cool. All right. Anywhere
between that range.
Fine. Could LeBron James, the second best player of all time, compensate for Russ's deficiencies?
At 37 and 38, no.
Yeah.
So, are we?
If he was even 33, 34, I would have been looking at him. A bit more side-eyed with a bit more expectation. If he was in his 20s, then I don't know what we're talking about. But how old's Kawhi Leonard?
He's like 30.
32. He's had a lot of years on that A&E bed. but so he's 32. So he's still in his basketball prime. So I would be expecting him, just like the same way I expect KD, who's older than Kawhi and gets just as injured as Kawhi. That's the thing. I now expect KD, no matter how well he's playing in the regular season, I just expect, okay, yeah, 8 weeks at some point.
Yeah, that last injury was a freak injury, man. The stupid ball boy swooped the floor properly, bruv. So I was slipping on the floor.
No, the point I was trying to make here, if LeBron James, the second greatest player of all time, can't compensate for Russell's deficiencies, there's no way old man Kawhi, ACL injury Kawhi, is going to compensate.
The Lakers didn't have shooting. LeBron James don't even shoot better than Kawhi. That's my point as well. Russ, apart from the Houston Rockets, who decided to have loads of shooting, but then no size, Russ generally, for bare years, has played on teams without shooting, with this style. No?
To be fair, when he played at Houston, just before COVID, Russ was actually balling out.
Exactly. They only met the Lakers, who have size.
Yeah, Russ is, Yeah, Russ was actually playing very, very well.
Okay.
And decided to, yeah, we're just going to mark the threat. And they noticed that, yeah, Houston were actually, if you watch that series, turning down mid-range shots to pass it one more time, that becomes easier to guard. It's just like, okay, you're not going to actually shoot there. So the Lakers marked the perimeter, left Russ open.
Do the Clippers win a title with Russell Westbrook in the team?
If everything goes correct, why not?
You're exactly. You're avoiding my question, and you're avoiding.
How am I avoiding
it? And you're trying to avoid Kawhi Leonard again having any pressure, because that's what he likes to do. Kawhi surprise Leonard.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
If the Clippers don't play Phoenix, I could see them going conference finals.
Fam, Kendrick Perkins has said Clippers are going to the NBA finals. All them men on TNT are saying Clippers should be going to. So why exactly? So why are you negating this pressure, bro? And I'm not even saying it because of them, but I'm just saying it's funny how everyone else seems to be coming to the conclusion that yeah, if Russ is a former MVP, bro. Yeah, he has his defense, but exactly.
Before. He's been to the finals before.
With like, KD.
Yeah.
He went to the finals when he was at the prime of his knuckleheadness with KD.
He wasn't. Because when we talk about them losing, it was, oh, LeBron beat the baby Thunder. So which is it? Were they in their primes or were they the baby Thunder?
They were the baby Thunder.
Oh.
But no.
So
but
how could it be their prime?
I said the prime knuckleheads. As in, but anyway, that's not even the point. The point being, yeah, is... We know Kawhi, my guy Kawhi, does not like to operate under pressure. So I'm not putting no pressure. I'm not putting no pressure on him. That's it, and let's Kawhi. Be honest. Yes, Kawhi is my guy. Yes, I'm being very biased. Yes, I'm 100% being biased. Kawhi is my guy. What are you talking about? So what?
It's perfectly fine.
Bro, you've been sucking KD off of this podcast for months. Wow. What are you talking about?
Wow.
What?
The mudslinger. Oh
listen. KD's your guy, Kawhi's my guy. What's the problem? Pause. What's the problem? Listen, Kawhi does not operate well under pressure.
Different. Richard knows KD and them lot.
Oh, so I don't
Kawhi
know.
And them, yeah, Kawhi and them lot, they don't chat to you.
I didn't tell you that.
He gives us the scoop.
I didn't tell you that Kawhi introduced me to his missus and Uncle Dennis the other day.
I've stopped fantasizing, bro. Pause. Oh, you weren't there when it was making them dead albums.
I weren't. God would have told them they were dead. But point being, yeah, is if LeBron is not negating for Russ's deficiencies, neither is Kawhi.
That's why could you answer? Why are you negating the fact that the Lakers team both times were poorly constructed and still didn't have shooting? Everyone said Russ needs a team with shooting. The Clippers have shooting, and their best two stars can shoot.
Did I say
so,
that?
Huh?
You know what Russ needs to do? Personally, I don't think...
Don't say retire.
I said... Did I not say retire? I said retire a time ago. Did I not?
Yeah.
I'm consistent. I'm saying Russ is not going to... Russ doesn't...
Russ can still help the team.
He can still help the team. But if he doesn't help the team win a championship, what's the point?
Clippers, they should make conference finals. I'm not gonna
Why is it... Exactly?
I wouldn't mind a Phoenix Sun thing... Clippers conference finals, but with the way standards are, they'll probably play each other first round. But,
but listen, I'm of the mindset, yeah, championship or bust. So if Russ doesn't help us win a championship, respectively, he's useless.
So
why is it on Russ?
Yeah. Why is it on Russ when all these years Clippers ain't
exactly?
Yeah,
it's not on Russ.
Who's it on?
It's on Kawhi.
And he's had an MVP added to his, a former MVP added to his team. They should be going to the NBA finals. I'm going to preface everything I'm saying with, I don't think they will, but I'm just saying, innit? That's what they should be doing.
But if they don't, will you be surprised?
No, but I don't, but Kawhi's not my guy like yours, innit? Pause.
Listen, all I'm saying is he should. The worst thing is, with the Clippers, yeah, it's like, okay, if they get to the finals, like, I can kind of, like, you know, be like, you know what? Their team's good enough to get to the finals. But if they don't get to the finals, there's a part of you that's like, I'm not surprised. And that's where I'm at with it. They could go all the way. Will they go all the way? I don't think so. Because we've got an injury-prone Kawhi. We've got a Paul George that doesn't want to be, that hasn't got alpha mentality in him. So if he's the go-to option... He's just not taking you to the
promise. George's last two playoff series, he's played well.
He has played well, but has he got us to the finals? No. He
got to a conference
finals. Yeah, got to a conference finals.
That's, he done that in Indiana.
By himself.
No, he, even with the Clippers, when you played the Phoenix Suns, and Kawhi got injured, Paul George was the Clippers' go-to guy, no?
I know, I hear that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, if Paul George is our go-to guy...
But he's a number two guy.
He's our number two guy, yes. So, my thing is, as long as Kawhi don't get injured in the playoffs, and Russ isn't too much of a knucklehead, we could go all the way. We could go all the way. But my thing is, just don't disrespect my guy, innit? Because you man.
You're disrespecting your guy.
How?
By not being confident enough to say, yeah, my man's going to either go to the NBA Finals or win it. Nah. Out here ducking that pressure. Just like he would like to. That's why you're a fan of his, isn't it? Just duckers. All man want to do, just hide. And then talk nonsense when they're doing something. Kawhi has been in more street clothes than AD. But AD gets this. It's so deep.
And now, but AD, like, you can step on his toe and he's done.
Bruv, Kawhi would just not want to play. The whole beginning of the season, was he hurt?
But now, there was a video, where someone threw the ball to AD. This guy hurt his finger. He was out for the rest of the game.
They're even lying about him. I heard before the Dallas game, he weren't going to play because he hit his knee on a coffee table. And it was actually a reputable source, bro. Actually checked the Twitter thing. It was like, they're verified and everything. ESPN was following them. Then I saw he played. I was thinking, you lot are deep, man. That happened to Kawhi.
Yeah, because Kawhi, they can't talk to Kawhi. Kawhi don't even say nothing.
They can't talk.
Kawhi's had legitimate injuries.
So has AD. And AD has played more than Kawhi. And won a championship in LA.
Do you hear Kawhi say, oh, I'm not playing because I banged my knee on a coffee table? No.
It was fake.
I know it was fake. But
I'm saying that the narrative around AD is that he never plays and he's been a failure in LA and all of this stuff, where Mr. Cornrow Killer dangled the King's Crown or in an advert and stuff, has done nothing but been injured. They bottled it against Denver. You're saying they won't win it this year. Before we came on air, you said he will never win a championship ever again.
Yes, there is a difference.
Everyone wants to talk about AD, who, he's been injured, but actually has played more games than Kawhi in this time. Has won a championship, the same bubble championship that they throw at the Lakers, but the Clippers bottled. They had the same chance to win it. It's just,
It's different. It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Because Kawhi is injury prone. AD is fragile. That's the narrative. The narrative is if the wind blows the wrong way, the wind might take AD with him.
Yeah, man.
All right, that's the narrative.
What about Kawhi?
Kawhi is injury prone.
This guy didn't play for the Spurs for a whole year because of a bruise.
What do you mean because of a bruise?
That's what Skip Bayless said, a bruise.
Fam, I don't give a damn what Skip Bayless says. What are we talking about, bro?
Bear doctors said a bruise, yeah.
It wasn't a bruise.
A bruise.
It wasn't a bruise.
Saying it's in his mind. Man's Aaron Hargreaves and ting.
Allow it, man. No, it wasn't.
Aaron Hargreaves, yeah.
It was the fight.
That's all Kawhi Leonard is, Owen Hargreaves. And it's just like, fam, I'm not going to say, like,
what?
Bruv, I love Owen Hargreaves as much as the next guy.
With two finals MVPs.
Not better than
Carrick. With two finals MVPs and two defensive players on a year.
Owen Hargreaves has won the Champions League twice, bro.
I know.
That's why I said they're the same thing. The same thing to me. Yeah, they're cold when they play, but you don't play enough. So it's X'd. It's cool, man. You'll get your accolades, but it's like, yeah, man.
Is Kawhi a Hall of Famer?
Don't ask them silly questions, bro.
I'm just asking the questions.
Asking silly questions, bruv. Allow it, bruv.
Yeah, because what's it called? Obviously, a couple of the seasons, he's got two finals MVPs. He's been all NBA. A couple of the seasons, he did play more than 65 games. He's got defensive players of the year and that, Allen awards and that, innit?
They're going to change the rule that if when they win MVP, that you have to play like a certain number of games now.
It's all the awards.
Yeah, so it's good still.
So that rules out Kawhi for anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Anything.
Listen.
It might come. Kawhi might play so little. He might be the oldest player to win most improved. After he goes 2 years not playing and just averages 30.
Do you think Kawhi cares about winning an MVP?
No, he cares about winning chips.
Yeah, I agree.
But he ain't going to win none if he continues not to play. It don't work like that. You're not the Cyclops. You're not Brock Lesnar. You can't just turn up and then, yeah, it's all gazy. It don't work like that.
He ain't going to win no chips with Brody in town.
But that's your team, innit? That's your team. That's your problem. We got D-Lo back.
He's been balling.
This is what I'm saying. I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Lakers obviously got me angry that we lost. We lost two games we didn't need to, but we got the Bulls tonight. So we'll see what they're saying. But
hopefully KD's back soon.
Yeah, he needs to stop. Oh, exactly. This is the thing. People want to make jokes about AD wind blowing. Kevin Durant actually slipped in the warm up. And was out and is out for a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Man slipped in the warm up. Anyway. Anywho. We'll cut it there.
Say no more.
It's 5 minutes past 3 anyway.